The Men in the Photo by Bex Cox, Mercury Bay Museum Manager. The Untold Stories of World War I Soldiers. In the planning for our annual Anzac exhibition, we came across three photos of soldiers posing in their World War I uniforms. These photos made us ponder, who are the men in the photos? When starting the research, we were lucky enough to know the soldiers' names. On further digging, we discovered a sombre detail. In one photo in particular, there were five men dressed for war, and during our research, we discovered that only two of the men returned home to their families. Three of the men were killed and now lie overseas in a Commonwealth war grave. These are the stories of the men in that particular photo. Top left, service number 21073, Alexander Norton. He was born on the 16th of February 1896 at Whitianga. As a single man, he was employed as a farmhand by N.A. Wells of Whitianga. He was the son of Mr. and Mrs. Charles Norton of Whitianga and then Ngāpuke in the King Country. He attested on the 11th of April 1916 at Whitianga and embarked on the 24th of October 1916. He was wounded in action, WIA, during the First Battle of Passchendaele, and then was later killed in action, KIA, when the hospital he was in near Gravenstaffel was bombed on the 12th of October 1917. He was 21 years of age. He is interred at the Tyne Cot Cemetery, Zonnebeek, West Vlaanderen, Belgium. Top right, service number 20999, Raymond Hamilton. He was born on the 6th of February 1892 at Whitianga. As a single man, he was employed as a farmhand by John Sullivan of Gumtown, now Corraglen. He was the son of John and Mary Hamilton of Mount Eden, Auckland. He attested on May 3rd, 1916 at Trentham Camp and embarked on the 24th of October, 1916. He was accidentally killed on the 25th of January, 1918, along with two others, whilst loading salvaged bombs. He was 25 years of age. He is interred in the Menin Road South Military Cemetery, Leppa, West Vlaanderen, Belgium. 3038. Bottom left, service number 21032, Otto Lee. He was born on the 11th of June, 1890, in Whitianga. As a single man, he was employed as a farmer in Whitianga. He was the son of William and Catherine Lee of Owen Street, Whitianga. He attested in 1916 and embarked on the 24th of October, 1916. After the war, he returned to New Zealand, and on the 7th of July 1927, he married Esther Beryl Evans in Auckland. He died on the 18th of May 1979 in Thames and is interred at the Mercury Bay Cemetery. Bottom centre, service number 20997, John Hamilton. He was born on the 21st of May 1888 at Whitianga. As a single man, he was employed as a farm manager in Whitianga. He was the son of David and Jane Hamilton of Whenuakite, Whitianga. He attested on May the 3rd, 1916 at Trentham Camp and embarked on the 24th of October 1916. After the war, he returned to New Zealand and in 1919, he married Annie Stevens. He died on the 7th of August 1955 and is interred at the Mercury Bay Cemetery. Bottom right, service number 20998, Percy Hamilton. He was born on the 21st of August 1895 in Whitianga. As a single man, he was employed as a sawmill hand at the Cody Timber Mill in Whitianga. He was the son of John and Mary Hamilton, Mount Eden, Auckland. He attested on the 3rd of May 1916 at the Trentham Camp and embarked on the 24th of October 1916. As a private serving with the 3rd Battalion, Auckland Infantry Regiment, AIR, he was killed in action, KIA, on the 15th of October 1917 during the First Battle at Passchendaele. He was 25 years of age. He is interred at the Tyne Cot Cemetery, Zonnebeek, West Vlaanderen, Belgium. It's interesting to note that all three Hamilton men, two brothers and a cousin, enlisted, attested, on the 3rd of May 1916 at Trentham Camp and subsequently had sequential service numbers 20997, 20998 and 20999. This and the two other photos are now centrepieces for our annual Anzac exhibition. This year's exhibition is proudly sponsored by the Mercury Bay RSA. It'll run from the 1st of April 2024 until the 24th of May 2024. The exhibition also has memorabilia from World War I, and the Mercury Bay Roll of Honour takes pride of place.